Cabinet Number 6, Miscellaneous World War II and Korean War Era Artifacts. My name is Elizabeth Freitas. I'm an Army veteran, 2007 to 2011, and I served all my 4 years in the 32nd Army Air and Missile Defense Command at Fort Bliss, Texas. I often heard the same introduction describing me. Oh yeah, she's the cook. See the Nazi helmet, bottom shelf with the sword underneath? That's actually a crash helmet used by the National Socialist Motor Corps. Originally, their tasks were the operation and maintenance of high-performance motorcycles and automobiles. They were recruited by the Wehrmacht, providing training for the Panzer crews of the German Army. The boots, by the way, are American, emulating military victory. The middle shelves are collections of individual first aid kits, or IFACs, issued to service members during World War II and Korea. Our military branches refined individual first aid kits to include items such as a tourniquet, compression gauze, and the specific design of first aid kits for geographic environs. Service members would be issued an individual kit as part of their equipment to provide first aid to themselves and as needed to their buddies. The ability to provide self-aid and buddy aid has been found to be a powerful approach for survival from battle wounds during the precious time before the combat medic and corpsman arrives. The top shelves have a variety of hats or uniform covers from the different branches of these eras. The naval officer's formal attire is most fascinating. These once belonged to local Danville resident Jack Hogard. He graduated from the Naval Academy in 1939. His hat display also includes his dress epaulettes for the jacket shoulders, his saber belt, and the metal carrying case.